Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Skull Sessions. My name is Jules, and I'm here with Jenna and Crystal, as always. So tonight, we're just going to kind of vibe. So like, I was trying to decide what topic that we should discuss this week. And as I was doing that, I was kind of, you know, messing around on my phone and kind of, you know, just popping in on my normal mindless apps. And it hit me that we should probably discuss, like, what are our favorite, like, go-to mindless apps on our phone? Because I know we all have our iPhones. They're always with us.
Yeah, like, always.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what kind of apps do you kind of find yourself gravitating towards, you know, if you have downtime and, you know, you just want to chill. You just want to vibe.
Okay. So I have two camps of phone usage. I have casual, sitting here, blowing time or whatever. Those type of game or apps, which are usually I'll do like watch reels or TikToks, you know, just kind of mindless bullshit. And then I also have my, oh crap, panic attack, I need to calm down and distract myself apps. And those tend to be things like Chuzzles or Candy Crush that are, they require enough focus that you have to pay attention, but they're not confusing. So I don't have to think.
Yeah.
So those are my like two phone camps. And I'm looking, like, I don't spend a lot of time anymore scrolling through like Facebook or Instagram, mostly because Instagram's kind of sucks lately. And I haven't really Facebooked outside of work reasons in a really long time. It's mostly, honestly, as much as I give other people shit for it, I'll just watch like TikToks and whatnot, just to, or Instagram reels or whatever. That's pretty much the extent of my social media.
Right.
Beyond that, it's just little mindless games. Like, I have this one game on my phone called Whirly Word that I started playing while I was pregnant with my oldest son, and I'm still on that same game.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like 14 years now.
That's awesome. Because it's the worst when you find a game like that you love like that, and then they discontinue it.
Oh my gosh. I've had that happen with Zombie Farms.
Yes. I've had that happen with multiple apps, and it's horrible.
It is.
It's
especially
horrible. Even
if,
it's even
a
if I have
one.
Yeah. Even if I have, you know, a bunch of other apps that I use and I play and everything else, like, my brain knows it's supposed to be there. You know what I mean? And
yes.
I mean, I get that it happens or whatever, but like, it shouldn't.
I agree. It's bullcrap, especially if it's a paid
it
one.
Oh gosh, yes. Yes, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
Or a non-paid one that you've put money into.
Right, with like the microtransactions.
Like a free app. Yeah, exactly.
One of my favorite apps that has not been around for a hot minute was called Bargain Bin. And it was like apps that went on sale or apps that were marked as free. So every
day. They still have those.
I have not seen it. I have not seen it.
I'll send you a link. Yes, I do that same exact thing. I do the same exact thing. I'm going to send you a link.
And I would flip through. I mean, I would spend hours just looking at all the apps. Not that I bought any of them.
Yeah.
But maybe like five out of the, I don't know, 3 years that I, you know, was flipping through it. But, my voice just kind of tried to go there. But yeah, I mean, it was just cool just to see all the different apps and not specifically searching for any specific one. It was just, hey, here's what's out.
Just seeing like, what's there.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the great thing about something like that, because, you know, if you have to go search for them or even search a category or whatever, you know, you tend to 99% of the time, really, you're going to go to the same categories. You're going to search the same, you know, topics or whatever. So I love stuff like that that kind of broadens your horizons, you know, it doesn't box you into just certain, you know, even your algorithm, you know what I mean? Like,
well, and it kind of opens up to, it opens you up to like what some of your devices are actually capable of.
Yeah.
You know, because for me, I can think of an exact instance. I don't remember what I was looking for, but it was something similar to Crystal where I was browsing. And I found out that you can do that like apps like GarageBand or Cubase. You can, on the iPads, you can import like MIDI controllers and all this other crap. Oh, that rabbit hole, my guy.
Yeah.
That lasted a minute. But you can freaking compose an entire goddamn symphony on your freaking tablet.
Yes.
I have to say too, going through apps like that, sometimes just like scrolling through the app store and like looking around and, you know, popping in and out of things or whatever, and downloading free apps, sometimes that gives my brain that extra boost, just like shopping would, you know what I mean? And
yes,
a lot of the time I never even open the app. I end up deleting it later, or it just sits on my phone. But like,
you get that dopamine.
It still gives my brain that dopamine hit, and you know, so I still say it's a win.
I agree. Right? I fully agree. Keeps you off Amazon. The greatest. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it really does.
Crystal, what are your must-have apps?
Well, you know, a while back we got talking about Candy Crush, and I was like, I have not been on Candy Crush in years. Well, I have gotten back on Candy Crush, and I'm now like close to 1,100, I think.
Nice.
So Candy Crush has like become my nightly. I lay in the bed and play to all my Lives Are Gone. I also flip through like Instagram and, you know, things like that, just to make my mind settle down a little bit.
I can confirm that Crystal's Instagram time is approximately from 7 p.m. until about 10:45.
Right.
Because that is when I'm getting all the check out this reel. Can confirm. And she knows that mine is usually from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock.
Right.
Yep.
Because that is when she gets all of my found renditions of Taste Biscuits.
Oh, you and your biscuits.
I can't help it, that damn song.
Okay, so opened up the app store, and I went to my purchases and stuff that's not on this phone. So things that I used to play, like 2009 was arcade bowling.
Yes, I do that too. I'm so sad that some of those aren't there no more.
And I had a Bubbles one that was just Bubbles. You just pop Bubbles. It wasn't a bubble wrap, but it was just Bubbles.
It was just Bubbles.
Rain Stick. I used to turn my phone all over the place listening to the Rain Stick.
God, that's so 2006.
I know.
Coin toss.
What was the last one? Oh, coin toss?
Coin toss. Yeah. I used to try to guess heads or tails. I did coin toss. Nice. Try to guess heads or tails. Oh my gosh. Word squares. Word scramble. Peg jump. Crosswords.
Oh my goodness. So many of mine can't barrels be of fun. Anymore.
Yeah. Barrels of Fun was a fun one. It was like the Barrel of Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Scoops, where the ice cream scoop dropped and you had to build the cone. Layer after, or scoop after scoop after scoop.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're really easily entertained, Crystal. I love it.
Poppy jump or papy jump, however you pronounce it. There was a whole list of the Poppe, whatever's. Yeah, I played them all.
Oh, do you guys remember Bookworm?
Yes.
Oh my god, it's not downloadable anymore, and that makes me sad. That was one of my favorite games to play.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at all the ones that are no longer downloadable, and I'm like, oh.
There was
Farkle.
This,
oh my gosh.
There was this one game Farkle that used to be available years ago, and I can't remember the name of it right this second. And it was basically, it had like rhythm-based kind of soothing music, and it had two dots on the screen, basically. And you put your two index fingers on it, and you would, it wasn't a game necessarily, but like you would do your fingers, like trace the lines that it was making, but you had both of your index fingers going, and they were kind of going, the lines would go opposite of each other. So like, you know, if your left index finger was going right, then mm-hmm. your right index finger was going left type of a thing. And it was a soothing thing, and it was like focusing, you know, kind of. And I'm like, it would be great for my panic attacks now. And I was so sad. I was so sad when it disappeared. So yeah. I still think of that app frequently.
See, that's me with goddamn Zombie Farm. I loved mm-hmm. that game so much. Mm-hmm.
I played a lot of the Zynga games, the mm-hmm. Mafia Wars, the Vampire Bloodlust. I was so into those.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at all the games that I had downloaded from when
your son was a fetus.
Uh-huh. Like all these Fisher Price games. Well, you know, mildly past fetus, but yes.
Right.
Yes.
Wow. I miss those stupid things. And I know it's just my stupid ass love for like nostalgia. Like half these things suck ass. But I'm I'd love to sit and do that.
I had one called I'd paper. You unrolled toilet paper. That's all you did. Two fingers just unrolled toilet paper. Yeah.
What is with all of our podcasts lately going back to toilet paper? Oh my gosh, I just found the Vampires game. You can't download that no more.
Nope.
What a load.
VH1's I Love the 80s Trivia. That was one of my favorite apps. And it's not downloadable anymore.
Oh
gosh, remember when all the trivia games started coming out? When you could like, you know, go against random people or whatever. And there was only like one or two, you know, at the beginning, and then they kind of blew up, but like, it was just crazy.
I remember the one that had like the colored wheel.
Yes.
I don't remember what it was called, but yes, I remember that one.
Yep.
Well, give me a minute and I'll tell you what it was called because I had it too.
Oh, so many of these are called Legacy App. Fuck you. Wow. Oh. Damn it. My little green eggs and ham one that would read to one's not available anymore.
Aw.
Jenna, you remember a while back we were talking about the Napster where you download music and everything? And I said that there was another one that I used all the time, and I couldn't remember the name of it.
Oh,
it was
no.
BearShare. BearShare. That's what it was.
I remember that.
Yeah. Angry Birds used to be my big jam.
That was one of my kids' favorites. Corpse photo editing? What?
Oh, my.
I mean, I'm not surprised to find that in my thing, but I still have questions.
Yeah. Farmville,
oh my gosh, I just found Scoops. One of my kids must have downloaded that one.
Oh, that Lemonade Tycoon.
So much fun.
I loved Lemonade Tycoon so much.
Oh, I loved those stupid tycoon games. You know what I was really into for a while there? The story games, Bakery Story, Restaurant Story.
Yeah.
They had one that was called Zombie Cafe. That one was dope as hell. As you can tell, I have like a thing for zombies.
I just found Minecraft.
Trivia Crack. I found it.
Trivia Crack. Yes. Yep. I downloaded Minecraft Pocket Edition in February of 2012.
You did, or your child did?
I did. I did. Wow. My child was not born on February 19th of 2012. He was not born until August.
Well, on September 1st, 2011, September 1st, 2011, I downloaded the AIM chat, you know, text, photos, voice messages. Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, do y'all remember like ICQ?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Fantasy Forest Story. What is this?
I think I can still remember my my number even.
I see. I can't.
I can't either. Anything number related, I'm stupid. Unless it's my telephone number from seventh grade.
Oh my gosh, they still make. Babe Stack is still available.
Angry Birds Go.
Pope Racer? What the frick?
Oh, there's all my geocaching apps.
Oh, yeah.
Candy Crush Soda. Downloaded it in 2014 and I have not been on it since, like, I don't know. There's Trivia Crack. Trivia Crack from 2015. Did you really? Yeah, we don't add it back. Thomas and Friends. Go, Thomas, go. Farmville. Smurfs and the Magical Meadow.
Oh gosh!
Candy Crush Jelly.
Oh god, there's Good Notes 4.
Yeah.
Nice. I just found. Remember? Do you remember the days, Jenna, when WoW had the Mobile Armory app?
Oh, I have that one too.
Yep. February 9th, 2012 for me.
Now I'm getting into the youngest games.
Yeah, same as I pass Talking Pocoyo, Ninja Turtle Legends.
Yeah. Smashy Road.
Oh, there's that damn Skillshare app I never used. There's my Candy Crush soda.
Candy Crush Soda, I think I downloaded like day one.
Yes, I did too. And I played it more than I played regular Candy Crush. And then I quit. I don't know why I quit. I quit.
What is Slayaway Camp and why is it not downloaded? That must be one of my youngest games.
Oh, there's Pokemon Go that I've not re-downloaded. Gave me
Halloween Farm.
What?
Bring on the Halloween. Yes, let's do. Oh my god. Thanks, Jules.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. Does it look good? Because Halloween Farm sounds interesting.
I mean, not really.
Oh.
Oh, that's
you know, strange. There was Angry Birds and then there was Bad Piggies.
Bad piggies too. Yep.
You guys want a really like good the weirdest game of bingo ever to play?
What's
look that? Up Bastion. It is so good. I feel so good, in fact, that I bought it for my Switch.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. Done with that.
Five. Oh my god. Ew, Metamoji, run away.
Run. Run fast, run far.
Scary child. Oh, what the frick is this?
you say scary once child?
Once there was an evil serial killer who lurked at night, sneaking into homes, finding victims. It was pure evil. After each kill, he'd take a token to remember the victim. One night, after leaving the scene of his latest murders, he was hit by a car and killed. His token was a child's doll, and it was left on the side of the road. No one knows that this ruthless killer lashed his soul onto the doll and was born again. Child's play much?
Mm-hmm.
Collect various items during different levels that are stored in your inventory and can be used in the next level's rooms. Don't scream, otherwise scary child will hear you, come out, and kill you.
Uh-oh.
Download.
Oh, I just found Bookworm.
Oh, I loved Bookworm.
It was so good.
It was. You know, I found a Typer Shark on Steam.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. Oh gosh, here's a big influx of apps. And if you'll note, 2020. Ooh, Zoo Tycoon.
Is it still on there?
Splendid collection of animals. Is that supposed to be a walrus?
Maybe not so splendid.
Not very splendid. I mean, I don't think that word means what they think it means. Undead Horde.
Oh, that is not where I thought you were going with that.
I was thinking the same.
Death Road to Canada.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, sorry. The yawn is kicking in.
All right, Jules, what are yours?
Okay, so my go-to games, really, I've got multiple of like the match three type games that I play mindlessly. Mm-hmm. But then I've got like two coloring apps that I play and then a puzzle game as far as like jigsaw puzzles.
Oh,
that I play. And those are like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a word search game, but I only have it on my mini.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you said the what did you say?
Coloring out match three, no. The coloring or the jigsaw?
The jigsaw, Jesus Christ. When you said the jigsaw game, it reminded me of that one. Because I used to have a jigsaw one and I would play them back and forth.
Right. Yeah. Right. I try to, like, if I'm sitting here, especially at night and that kind of thing, I'll try to, if I find myself doom scrolling,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times I'll try to pick up one of the other games, just because I'm not getting anything out of doom scrolling anyway half the time.
Right.
And it can make my brain actually think of things. As opposed to like my match threes or my jigsaw puzzle, you know, where
yes, exactly, where it takes out brain, that you know?
Exactly,
yep, gonna take out that piece,
exactly. But yeah, so I've had other ones in the past and that kind of thing, but those are kind of my current go tos. And a lot of times I'll fall asleep playing them, you know, I'll have an audiobook running or music running or you know, whatever. And in one headphone, and then, you know, be sitting there and playing my mindless games till I fall asleep.
I can be dead ass tired. Like, I worked in the fields all day, dead ass tired. But if I don't have something to make my brain shut up,
mm-hmm.
I can't fall asleep.
Yeah, same. And like with the coloring apps, even. I have two that I play consistently. I've downloaded 1,032,000 of them over the years, but I've got two that I play consistently. One of them I paid to remove the ads on. And when I paid to remove the ads, it gave me unlimited hints as well.
Oh, nice.
And it's also one that, like, if I click and hold a spot, it'll automatically go select the color that I need for that spot. So it takes even it's even more relaxing. Like, I don't even have to, like, go scroll the bottom numbers if I don't want to or whatever. So, like, between having unlimited hints and not having to go find the numbers or whatever, like, that's the one I generally will, you know, keep for when I'm going to sleep, because it's all about, as we know, doing everything we can to make our brains turn off.
Yes.
And, you know,
just shut up for 10 minutes. Give us a chance.
Because as soon as they get, you know, half a word that they latch onto, then, you know, you're done. You're done for hours.
Freaking wide awake again. You got to start the process all over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work to just say, oh, I'll, you know, go search this tomorrow or I'll whatever.
No.
Because it'll wake me up if I do. No, because then you'll just stay awake because you didn't go search the thing.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Our brains, everyone. But yeah, so. So everyone, we're kind of wondering, what are your go-to games? Because we can always, you know, use some to add to our collections.
Yeah. Yes.
And feel free to share not only your current games, but also what games do you miss? What were your go-to games that either got discontinued or you've just forgotten about and are currently re-downloading as we speak?
Yes. Go through that purchased history, not on iPhone, man.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
A gold mine.
That is absolutely a gold mine.
Yep. And if you need something to do with your friends, you know, pull up the lists and have your weird little game of bingo like we just had.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Definitely.
So yeah, if you have app recommendations, let us know. If you have any episode recommendations or ideas, please let us know, because we're always on the lookout for those. Our email address is in the description. But yeah. So next week we will be back and it will be Jenna's turn again, I believe. So join us then. Be sure to follow us and share us with, you know, one or two people. That would be much appreciated. And we will see you then. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.